Okay, so so we're doing basically the parallel to the sugya of Ein Shir Dvar Aveira in Bava Metzia. So in Bava Metzia, so let me just think what we need to do here. Fine. So let's just say let's start here. Let's start with shlichas. Shlichas Ein Shir Dvar Aveira. What shlichas? So shlichas is basically if you have certain actions which if you want to do. You don't have to do them yourself. You could use an agent, okay? And the agent's action counts for you. Okay, you appoint someone to do it for you. So, like to buy something, so you give him the money, you give him the thing, and he will purchase something for you. He'll do the ma'isa kinyan, so and it will count for you. Okay, so that's the institution of shlichus. So the principle is he's acting on your behalf. Now it doesn't work. This principle ain't shlichus dvar avera. Ain't shlichus dvar avera means for an avera. If I tell someone to kill for me. So it's not attributable to me, rather it's attributable to him, because as we say, the Gemara says, there's a good argument, a good svara, divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomem, which means that if a student tells you something and a rabbi, a teacher tells you something, who you can listen to, the student or the rabbi. So it means if a human being, if a mafia boss tells you to do a hit, and he's the student, and God tells you not to, so you can listen to. So obviously you have to listen to God and not do it. So therefore, shlichus isn't an appropriate, a recognized vehicle by Avera. Because whenever it's an Avera, you shouldn't be listening to the guy who's telling you to do it, you should be listening to God. So we went into, okay, you shouldn't, but if you are, you are. But so why is that undermine shlichus? So that's, we discussed that. But the bottom line is that when it comes to Avera, the Torah never posited the mechanism of shlichus. Okay, you don't have, because of this idea, there's no shlichus. Some have this idea on the mind shlichus. Now, there was a big machlokas between the Ritva and Tosfos, and that is, let's assume I tell someone to do something for me as a shliach, and it's an Avera, but he does it by act. He doesn't know it's an Avera. He doesn't know it's an Avera. Okay, he doesn't know it's an Avera. So now the argument of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud that he shouldn't have listened to you doesn't hold up because he didn't know it was an Avera. It was all a shogeg. It was all by accident. So therefore the argument doesn't hold up. So according to Tosfos, he says that you don't say Ein Shlich Dvar Avera by shogeg. You only say it where he knew about it. If he knows about it, then you say that there's no shlichus because the whole idea is that you shouldn't have listened. He shouldn't have listened to you. So then you say that there's no institution, there's no recognized shlichus. But if he does it by accident, then there's a shliach. That's Tosfos' position. Okay, but the Ritva says no. Is that the reason why Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira is because of this idea that you shouldn't have listened. But bottom line is, across the board, there's no shlichus by Aveira. Okay, it doesn't matter. Shogeg, Mezid, whatever. Bottom line is, you don't say shlich by Aveira, period. Okay, you didn't know. Look, the Torah never said shliach by avera because the reason why is because of this whole background. But the punchline is there's no shliach by avera. I don't care if it's shogeg, I don't care if it's made on purpose by accident. Doesn't matter. So that's my focus between the Ritva and Tosfos, which we already explained. But that's you need that background, the facts of it. Okay. Yeah. The punchline is according to Ritva, the Torah never extended shlichus to avera. Because in general, Avera is going to have this idea of Divrei Rav, and therefore it just said no shlichus by Avera across the board. Whereas going to tell us, no, shlichus makes sense, and you should say shlichus as far as it applies, and it should apply even by Avera. It makes sense to apply when it's shogeg. And only in instances where it's illogical to apply because of this idea of Divrei Rav, you shouldn't have listened, then it doesn't apply. So the Torah tells they're like exceptions, per case exceptions. According to the Ritva, it's across the board that the Torah never extended shlichus to Avera. Okay, good. So with this in mind, now I go back to our Gemara Bava Metzia. So Gemara Bava Metzia has a question. This is what we did last week. Is Matt Video would like to start? Matt, are you on a video? Is that what you're saying? I don't know, it says you want to start a video. Is that... Yeah. Okay, so it says by Chatzer, the question is if I throw something into someone's courtyard, or your courtyard could be a vehicle of Kenyan. So for instance, if a husband could throw a get divorce papers into his wife's field, his wife's property, and it works. Or, for instance, if I'm a thief and I steal something, I could, if an animal walks into my courtyard and I close the door on it, my courtyard will be will do the kinyan. The fact that my courtyard has it, that will be a kinyan for me. That will be a purchase, an action of a purchase. So of acquisition. So the question is, how does that work? Does that work because the courtyard is like my hand? It's like you could put it into my hand, then you put it into my courtyard. It's like the courtyard is somehow an extension of my hand. It's like I'm putting it in my hand, or it's like my field, I close my fence on it. It's like I'm holding it. It's like somehow, which we explained last week, somehow your courtyard is like your hand, or you say, no, your courtyard can't be your hand, the courtyard is your courtyard. Rather, it's working because your courtyard is like your shliach, your messenger, your agent for a kinyan. So really, it's like your courtyard is acquiring it, is holding the gap. But your courtyard works for you as a shliach. Okay, it's working through shlichas. It's like an agent for you. You could have a human agent where you have to appoint somebody, but your courtyard is automatically your agent. You don't have to appoint your courtyard. Your courtyard is your holder of items. So therefore, it will be able to kona something on your behalf. Okay, we explained a little bit more how that works, but that's the punchline. So that's the Gemara's machloket. Does it work through shlichus, or does it work, is chatzar mishum shlichus, your courtyard is your agent, or chatzar mishum yad, your chatzar is like your hand. Okay, that's machloket. So now, putting two and two together, our Gemara says, how could you possibly say that chatzar works through shlichus, that chatzar is like your agent, but if you steal, the Gemara's an open case, that if you steal an item walks into your field, someone else's item, and you slam the gate shut on it, that is Geneva. That's stealing, and you're a Ganav. Okay, you're a thief, and you're Chayev. Right? So how, but that's an Avera. And Ein Shliach Adivar Avera. You have a principle, there is no Shliach when it comes to an Avera. So stealing is an Avera. So how could you say, if you want to tell me in general, courtyard works because it's your shliach, so now how could it be that courtyard is going to be able to make you a ganav, going to make you a thief? Because that contradicts the principle of Ein Shliach Adivar Avera. Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Now, if you'll... who is this good for? Tosus or the Ritva? Who is this smoother for?
Gemara is saying that it shouldn't
work. Right. No, the Gemara is... you're right. And you're right. Okay, and I'm saying is, the Gemara is asking is that you should say that how could it be, before the Gemara gives an answer, how could it be that you have a shliach here, but ain't shliach d'var avera? How could it possibly be that you have a shliach by this case, because ain't shliach d'var avera? How could your courtyard be your shliach? Now, if you were to argue like Tosfos, that ain't shliach d'var avera only applies where a person does it on purpose, and you say, hey, you shouldn't have listened to him, you should have listened to God, then the principle is totally inapplicable where your courtyard is your shliach. Because what are you going to say to your courtyard? Hey, you shouldn't have listened to you should have listened to God? Because the whole idea, according to Tosfos of Ein Shliach d'Avera, only applies by, even by a person, it's only by Mezid where he does it on purpose, it's not by Shogeg. So certainly it's not going to apply by a non-human being, by a courtyard. The whole thing is totally inapplicable. So according to Tosfos, it's very difficult. What's the Gemara even bothered by of Ein Shliach d'Var Avera? Ein Shliach d'Var Avera has absolutely no relevance to the discussion of your courtyard being your shleach. So that's going to be a problem. And the Ritva brings this Gemara as a problem on Tosfos. So let's forget about Tosfos, because this is going to be difficult according to Tosfos, and we'll get to him later. Okay? Perhaps tomorrow or the next day. But according to the Ritva, the question is good, because according to the Ritva, that the idea you shouldn't have listened is the reason why the Torah never extended shliach to avera. But bottom line is, punchline, there's no such thing as shlichas by avera. Okay, there's no shlichas by avera. Why? Good reason why. But bottom line is no shlichas by avera. So if you're telling me that your courtyard works through shlichas, how could you be a ganav through a thief through your courtyard? Because your courtyard is an avera, thievery is an avera, and you're becoming an avarion, a sinner through shlichos and ein shliach d'var avera. So that's a problem. That's what the Gemara is asking, which is a good question. That's exactly. So we're going to learn the Gemara according to Ritva for the time being, and that's the Gemara's question. Okay, is everyone with me? Okay, good. Okay, so now we have the Gemara's answer. And the Gemara's going to give two answers, and that's our job, is to understand each of the answers on their own. I guess each of them on their own, maybe the machlokas, but like, we'll take them one at a time. So the Gemara says, again, we're on Yud Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. It says, Amar Ravina. Okay, it's about halfway down the page. The last word in the line is Hecha. First one. Amar Ravina, Hecha. Hecha de Amir and the Ancient Dvar Vera. When do we say Ancient Dvar Vera? Hecha de Shliach Bar Chiyuva. Who? That's when the Shliach is obligated in that institution. Aval bechotzer, but by a courtyard, the lav bar chiyuvahu, which isn't obligated in stealing. It was never warned, don't steal. That commandment was never given to courtyards. Mechayev solcho. So then the sender is going to be chayev. Then you don't say ancient el darveh. Rather, you say shlichus works. It is a shlichus. And therefore, you're going to be chayev. Okay, so in other words, the only principle was even though it works by a human being, whether he's shogeg or whether he's mazed, it only works, though, where you're talking about someone who is obligated in the institution, which the avera at hand. But again, but since the courtyard isn't obligated in the thing, so therefore you say there is shlichos by avera for a courtyard. Okay? That's the first answer. You know, let's take them both, because you'll see that they're very similar, but they're a little different. So that's the first answer. Okay, is everyone clear? Yeah, Rashi. Rashi says, Baruch Yubahu, She'afhu Mozar al-Davar, that he's also warned regarding this matter. Hasam Pater HaShlech, that's when we say that the sender is Pater. Damrile Devar Adiratam, Devar Mishomim, V'hei Olasos, you shouldn't have done it. When does it make sense? Is when you are obligated in this thing. So then you could say the whole idea of Devarav makes sense. You shouldn't have listened. You're involved in this institution to listen. But when it comes to someone who's not obligated in this institution altogether, so then you don't say in Shilas Arveir or Kroy anyways. Then you say there is Shlichos. Delav b'nei chiyuva l'shalem. Oh no, I'm sorry. Skip that, Rashi. Okay, fine. So now that's the first answer. So that's the answer of Ravina. Now jump down a little bit, because the Gemara has a kasha on it, but I just want to get to the other answer. So then the Gemara says, Rav Sama Amar, a few lines down. Okay, Rav Sama? Okay, by a little circle there. Rav Sama Amar, Hecha de Amrinan Ein Shliach Advar Veira, Hecha de Ibai Avid, Ibai Lo Avid. Aval Chotzer, the Bar Karche, Mosiv Ba Mechayev Sholcha. When do we say, Rav Sama saying, when do we say Ein Shliach Advar Veira? That's where it's a person who has choice in the matter. If the shliach could do it, could choose to do it, or could choose not to do it, that's when we say, if he chooses, we say, Enshel Darveh. But by a courtyard, which doesn't have any choice, it's forced. The courtyard is forced to be the shliach. It's not a human being. Doesn't have choice. So then, we say, you do say shlichos. You don't say Enshel Darveh, but you say, Yeshel Darveh. Okay, because he basically, the courtyard doesn't have any choice. Okay? Similar, right? It's similar to the first one. First one is saying you only say it if the person is... The first one is a courtyard isn't obligated in stealing. The second one, a courtyard doesn't have will. Okay? So they're similar. What's the difference between the two? So the Gemara asks, Mai ben ahi, and I think we'll just be seeing the different cases, the nafkaminas will help just bring out the difference. Mai ben ahi, ikim ben ahi, kohen d'amar l'yisrael, tsev kadesh l'isha grusha. So a kohen's not allowed to marry a divorcee. Okay, Kohen is not a married woman who's been divorced. Yisrael is. So let's say a Kohen tells a Yisrael to marry to be his agent to marry a divorcee. Okay? So what should happen? What should happen? So in theory, it's an Avera here, right? It's an Avera here. So do you say Yisrael Avera or not? According to the first or second answer. Okay, good. Okay, good. Good. So John's good. According to the first answer, that in order to say Shliach the Ein Shliach Darveira, he has to be a Bar Chiyuva, he has to be obligated in this matter. So Yisrael is not obligated in marrying Grusha. Yisrael is not married, obligated in that mitzvah. Okay, he's allowed to marry a divorcee. So therefore, you'll say, so he's not a Bar Chiyuva, so then he'll say, he is a Shliach. He is a Shliach, and the Shlichus will work. And therefore, the Kohen is going to end up being Chayuv, because he's a valid messenger, and therefore the marriage takes hold for the... For the Kohen, and the Kohen violates. Right? But according to the second one, which says that you only say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira by a human being who has choice, but not by a courtyard, so Yisrael is a human being and has choice, so therefore you'll say Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. and you say that it's not going to be a shlichus, and therefore it's it. It's not going to, the Kohen's not going to violate, because it's not going to be a violation. Okay? That's one nafkamina. The second nafkamina is, inami ish damar lal isha akfili katan. Okay, if a man, so this halacha is that a man's not allowed to cut the sideburns. You're not allowed to cut sideburns. So a man, a woman isn't obligated in that mitzvah. So a woman's allowed to cut someone's sideburns. Okay, so the saying is, let's say a man tells a woman to do it. Okay, to do it to someone. Give me a second. You're right. So this is, let's say for instance. A man cuts off the payas of the sideburns of a kid. So the adult is in violation because not necessarily for the kid, but for the adult, you're not allowed to get your sideburns cut, or you're not allowed to do the action of cutting sideburns. But let's say I appoint a woman to be my shliach to do it for me. Okay, so a woman is not obligated in this institution. Okay, so if you say that, so she's going to be my shliach, so now I'm going to violate because of shlichas. So if you say that you only say shlicha, you only say ein shlichah v'aveira where the person is obligated in that mitzvah, so a woman isn't obligated in that thing, so therefore you'll say shliach. Right, so therefore I will be in violation because there's going to be shlichas. But if you say that you say ein shlichah v'aveira whenever it's a human being, so then there's an avera, and then you're not going to say shlichas. So therefore I'm not going to be in violation. Okay, so it's just two nachmas. So the achlis and damar kalichi debay aved ibay lov and mechayev shalcha. Hachanami ibay aved ibay lov and lo mechayev shalcha. The achlis and damar kalichi deshiach lav bar chayuva mechayev shalcha. Hachanami kiven lav ne chayuva ninu mechayev shalcha. Fine, it just plays it out. Okay, the one just plays out how these cases are nachmas. Okay, so I guess what we'd like to do is understand these things one at a time, I guess. The reason why I did both of them at the same time is because I just don't want you to give a svar for the first one, which is really the second one, because they're kind of related. So if you start giving a svar for the first one and it sounds like the second one, I'm going to stop you. Okay, so again, let's just go back, because I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. But let's take so the first one is, again, the question is that Ein Shel Varvera across the board? I don't care if you're Shogeg, I don't care if you're Mazin, you don't say Ein Shel Varvera. Now it's saying is, wait, that's only if the person is obligated, if the shliach, the agent, is obligated in this institution. Then you say in Sheikh Dorver. But if the person is not, if he's a courtyard, or if he's a woman or a Yisrael, then you'll say there is shlichos. So I guess the problem is going to be, how is this different from Shogeg? Like when it comes to Shogeg, if you do b'shogeg, then I guess you still are a bar chayuva. You're obligated in this institution, so it's true that you're not doing it on purpose, whatever. But you still are involved in the institution. You're still warned in this institution. But the saying is, but if you're not in this institution altogether, if you're not in this institution altogether, so then it says then you could say shlichas. But I guess the question is, how do you draw that line? Like, I could see saying the Ritva's way that across the board there's no shlichas by Avera, and I could see saying Tosa's way across the board there is shlichas, except when the Svara of Divrei Rav applies, which is by Mezid, what you do it on purpose. But this is somehow like a middle ground here, right? I mean, this answer is like a middle ground, that it's the person is obligated in the thing. Yeah, but what's the idea? If it's because you need the Svara of Divrei Rav, so then even if he's obligated, if it's Shogeg, then it shouldn't apply. And if you can tell me the Svara is because across the board it doesn't apply, so then across the board it shouldn't apply. I don't care whether it's obligated, whether he's obligated or he's not obligated. Okay, yeah, so I'm just going to take, I think what you guys are saying, but I just want to define it a little bit more. Is that a hand or?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's very simple. And I think it's more closest to what Ari was saying, but I just wanted to define it a little sharper. That is it pshat that the institution of Avera, in other words, there's certain institutions in the Torah, there are institutions of Averas, institutions of Mitzvot, institutions of Kinyanim, different type of institutions. So the institution of Avera is removed from Shlichas. Simply, Shlichas doesn't apply to the world of Avera. Okay, so if you're talking about an Avera, you know the Shlichas apply here, well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a Mitzvah? Are we talking about a Kinyan? Are we talking about an Avera? So with the Mekaneva, there's no shlichus. Shlichus is not, it never applied, it was never carried over to this world, this framework. Yisurim are not the framework in which shlichus was extended to. Okay, that's the Havmina. So then I don't care if it's a courtyard and if it's on a, if it's a, well, anything. I mean, what's the difference? Bottom line is we want to know, I want to steal through my courtyard, through my shliach. So this, we're talking about stealing. We're talking about stealing. There's no place. That's what I was asking, is that if you tell me it works through shliach, how could it be that it's working by an avera? Okay. So Kamashmala, no. That's not what it's saying. But it's saying is that on a maisa avera, there's no shlichas. In shlichus, you're taking a maisa and you're transferring it, an action, and transferring it from one person to another person. You're saying the action which A did is attributable to B. Now, if that is a maisa avera, then shlichus doesn't hold up. Okay, in other words, a maisa avera is not transferred. If someone does a maisa avera, it's his avera. It's not transferred through shlichus. Okay, so a maisa avera means where the action is a sin. Now again, when a field steals, you don't say that's an action of an avera. It's not a maisa avera. It's not altogether subject to avera. It's not doing an action of avera. It's just whatever. It's being kona and therefore transfer. When a woman cuts the payas of a kid, she's not doing a maisa avera. She's not warned on the whole thing. It's not a maisa avera. When a Yisrael marries a divorcee, he's not doing a maisa avera. When a regular person does an avera b'shogeg, he is doing a maisa avera. Okay, he is doing a maisa avera. You can do a maisa avera on purpose or by accident, but it's still a maisa avera. But again, there's a difference in, if you're not a bar chiyuva, it means this mitzvah, you're not warned in this thing, and therefore when you do it, simply, that's a regular action. It's not an action of avera. It's just a normal action. So the normal action, then shlichus applies to it. But if you're doing an action which is an action of avera, then the Torah, which is the institution of shlichus, which again is an institution of transferring an action from a performer to the sender, it doesn't apply where the performer's action is defined as a maisa avera. That's the exclusion. It doesn't apply to maisa averos. So that's only where the person, you can only say it's a maisa avera if you've been commanded on this thing. So now when you do it, it's an avera. Maybe by accident or on purpose. Either way, it's a maisa avera. I'll prove to you, just to prove that it's a maisa avera if you do b'shogeg, because you see, for instance, if you do something b'shogeg, you need to bring a karbon, or you kill someone by accident, you have to go to Ari Miklat, you have to do tshuva for doing something b'shogeg, because you're warned that you're not allowed to do this thing, and you're doing it, so it's an avera. Now you'll say, look, you're not totally you're not necessarily responsible for it, or maybe you are, depending on the severity of the thing, but you're doing it. The action is an action of avera. God said, don't do this, and you did it. Now you can't blame me to the same degree because I didn't mean it. But the action is an action of an avera. It's just that the gavra lacks as a sinner because it was by accident. You know, he's not the same type of sinner. But the action is an action of avera. I was commanded not to do this and I did it. So my mitzvah. It's not a din. That's what we're saying. It's not a din. It's not a halacha. That there's no reason to say that the Torah is excluding shlichus from the world of avera, the world of mitzvah. Shlichus is about actions, and it's saying certain actions could be attributed through a shliach, and certain actions cannot be attributed. Now, the svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud is where the action is a Divrei Harav, means Hashem said this action is a maisa avera, and that action can't be attributed through shlichus. Can't be attributed to shlichus, but there's no halacha that the world of avera is removed from shliach. That's not the idea. The idea is it's on a maisa. Saying it's not, it could apply to the world of avera. Just it can't apply to a maisa avera because a maisa avera is a certain type of an action where generically the Talmud is going to apply. When it's a maisa avera in general, it's going to be on purpose or whatever. And therefore, in general, that action, that type of action, the Torah never applied to there. But if it's even though it may be, you may render the shliach. The point is that it's not a maisa avera for the shliach, but thereby the one who sent him is going to be an avayon. He's going to. I could be a sinner through shlichus. As if I, for instance, send a woman to cut someone's payas, so I could be a sinner through shlichus. Because why not? Why shouldn't I be? I sent someone to cut the kid's payas, and they're acting on my behalf. The problem is that. If the shliach is doing an action which Hashem said not to do, then what are you doing? You're listening to some human being who sent you, or is it's the action? It's the shliach. If the shliach is doing a maisa avera, then that's his own action. But if the shliach is not doing a ma'aseh aveira, the shliach is doing something which is perfectly fine in his framework, so then he's just a shliach. He's just like a regular shliach. Now, it's going to turn out that the guy who sent him is going to be an avayim, but so what? Well, there's no halacha, I can't become a sinner through a messenger. It just says that if I am a messenger, then that doesn't legitimize my action, my doing an action of Avera. And if I do a Maisa Avera, then I'm a free agent. It doesn't ever never recognize my ability to slough my responsibility and mitzvahs to say, look, I was just an agent. No, that's a Maisa Avera. Maisa Avera is a Maisa Avera. That action is not doesn't belong in the world of Shlichus. Okay. So that's the first answer, right? That's the first answer. Second, that was who? Ravina? Yes. Here, Rav Sama says different. He says that when do we say in Shel Dvavera? Basically by a human being. Okay, by a human being, even by a woman, right? Even by a woman, even by a Yisrael, we say in Shel Dvavera. Okay, because the person has free will, and if they wanted to do it, they could have done it. If they don't want to do it, they could have not done it. So then we say, but by a field, which altogether has no will of its own, so then you say that you're there, shlichus. So the question is, what's the svara here? This is apparently a different svara. Apparently, right, this is different. Okay, so we're going to leave this till tomorrow, but let's go to Tosus now, okay? So I'll present you some more problems to work on also for tomorrow. Okay, so this is one problem, and now Tosfos is a big problem, right? Okay, we have to change modes here, because according to Tosfos, Ein Shel Dvar Avera altogether only applies where you're dealing with a human being who's willingly deciding to do an Avera. You know, the Svara of the Rav Dvarai Tamid. Okay, so therefore this whole thing, the whole question, the whole discussion doesn't really make sense, right? The whole discussion doesn't make sense. Of course, you're going to say, I mean, what do you have to say? What's it going to all these different things? Just say straight off the bat, this whole thing doesn't make any... Of course, there's nothing to do with Ein Shel Dvar Avera. Right? Okay, now, so I think the answer to that, I'll tell you what I think factually is the answer to that, and I'll set you up with what you have to work out, though, is that if you look at Rat Tosfos, Ein Shel Dvar Avera, okay, Ein Shel Dvar Avera, it says, B'perek Ish Mekadesh, Iko de Yolof Mishkut Echotz. Some learn out the principle of Ein Shel Dvar Avera from Mishkut Echotz, which is the Issa, you're not allowed to shecht, slaughter a carbon outside of the Beit Mikdash, outside of its location. The Chsiv, who? Because it says, how did it go? Damo Shafach, who? Dom Yechshev Eleshahu, right. So it means him, the Torah specifically said, that guy is a sinner. You know, that guy is going to be punished. So who, Velo Slucha? Okay, v'ika di'alev mishum da'avileh me'ilo t'vichol sh'nikzom ha'kacha de'en shliach ve'en l'andem. Okay, so basically though, Tosus is notice what's Tosus is not mentioning. He's explaining how we know Ein Shel Dvar Avera. He's saying how we know Ein Shel Dvar Avera. But what's he not mentioning? Okay, he's not mentioning Divrei Rav Nir Tam and Divrei Mishum. Okay, and the Gemara originally said the reason why you say Ein Shel Dvar Avera is because of the Svara of Dvar Avera Tam and Dvar Mishalm. It's because who am I supposed to listen to? Right now, and that Svara, according to the way Tosfos learns it, is only by Mezid, and therefore there's nothing to talk about further. But later in the Gemara moved along and learned it out from certain psukim. Okay, learned that psukim were teaching you Limudim, like for instance by Yishchut Echutz, it says that person, the Torah singles out that an Avera, and this is the way we defined it at the time, is that an Avera is to you. Because when the Torah says don't do something, it means you don't do something with your body. It's that person. You don't do this action. So it doesn't, the Torah, because through a Limud, excluded Shlichos from Avera, not because the Shliach shouldn't have been listening, it's a totally different thing. Just an idea is that Avera is to you, not to a Shliach. That it's a lima. Notice again, he's not citing because the other guy shouldn't have been listening. And he's saying that, and that's kind of where the Gemara went. And it seems like Tosfos is learning that this Gemara is assuming not because of the Rav Dvarei Talmud, but it's because there's a limud which says that by Avera is who? It's the person who does it. Avera is to the person who does it, and thereby excludes, or the Shnei Ksuvim HaKachad, it excludes the vehicle of shlichus from avera, but not because it doesn't make sense misfara. That when Tosus there was saying the whole idea of shogeg mezid, that's within the framework that the reason why we say shogeg avera is because you shouldn't have listened. You shouldn't. That's based on a svara. But the Gemara advanced from that point and learned it out from limudim. This is when this Gemara is going according to the conclusion of that Gemara, or at least according to those positions in the Gemara there that learned it out from a limud. So therefore, there's no place for the whole discussion. And this is just a limud which says that shliach, that by avera goes by you and not your shliach. So if they want to say it goes by you and not your shliach, so why by your courtyard? So why should your courtyard be able to be a shliach? Right? Why should your courtyard be a shliach for Geneva? In which case we have to relearn these two answers of the Gemara. Again, relearn these two answers of the Gemara within the framework of the limud. Apparently, then these answers are going to be limitations upon the limud of who, below shlucha, the limud telling you that avera is only you. So again, it's shifting it. It's a little bit different. You have to think about if it's, if you have to change the svaras or not. But it's a different framework now. Previously, we were making recourse. Oh, because the idea of the Rav Talmud is only by human being, is only by where he's a Bar Chiyuva, or whatever. According to this, it has absolutely nothing to do with the Rav Talmud. And now you're going to have to relearn or learn through these steps in the Gemara, step one and step two. And now the two answers, Ravina and Rav Sama, according to within the framework of Tosus. Okay, so that's... So for tomorrow, I guess hopefully we'll start off with answering up Rav Sama within the Ritva, and then to see how far we'll get, but I'm sure we'll do at least one, and then hopefully maybe both. Okay?